You're listening to SBS News.
He's the popular writer of spy thriller novels, whose characters find themselves caught between China and the West. Now Yang Hengzhong himself is the central character in an international diplomatic storm. Australian National University's Roy Medcalf says Yang's arrest follows the recent arrest of several Canadian citizens.
It's part of a pattern of arbitrary arrests of foreign nationals, sometimes almost like the taking of hostages, if you like, that we've seen in China.
Yang was detained in China on Saturday, but the Chinese government are only now confirming his arrest. A former official with the Chinese Department of Foreign Affairs, Yang became an Australian citizen in the early 2000s. He's been living in the US for the last 2 years as a visiting scholar at Columbia University. Australian government officials have so far been denied access to Yang. Minister for Foreign Affairs Maurice Payne says Australian embassy officials met with their Chinese counterparts earlier on Thursday.
We have requested and we do expect consular access at the earliest possible opportunity in accordance with the bilateral consular agreement.
Sydney-based academic Fong Chongyi, who himself was detained by China in 2017, is a personal friend of Yang's. He says Yang had travelled to China without issues many times in recent years.
I tried to dissuade him not to go there and said, I have been there many times, it's safe enough.
Chinese-Australian relations have thawed slightly in recent months, as Prime Minister Scott Morrison has sought to reset the relationship, which cooled under his predecessor. Confirmation of Yang's arrest came just hours before Australian Defence Minister Christopher Pyne touched down in China. However, Yang's arrest could throw ties with Australia's biggest trading partner off course again. Australian media are reporting Yang has been charged with espionage. Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.